The first school you attended?
Claremont Grade School.
All right. And are you drawing under the desks there, or what are you doing?
Well, I was drawing a lot. I was doing lots of things, and unfortunately, the teachers would look at me and say, "Now, no, the clown's nose is red," and I'd say, "Oh, no, it's not." And they'd say, "Oh, yes, it is," and I'd say, "Oh, no, it's not," and I would do it as I wanted to. Well, you know, it was Claremore, Oklahoma. They only had, you couldn't have two thumbtacks to hang your paint, your drawings up. You only had one, and they hung it, and mine was always the last, because it wasn't very good in comparison to the others. And my mother would come into the homeroom thing, and she'd say, "Oh, it's beautiful." She just, whatever, it's beautiful. Well, great, I think it is too. And then the teacher would take her aside and say, "I'm sending this little girl home with him to teach him to color." So Polly was sent home to be my coloring tutor. I didn't like that.
No. But we would have thought, since we see
recalcitrant.
Since we see your work, that you would have been the best artist in the room.
I was. Well, as far as I was concerned,
I know.
But the rest of them didn't think so.
And who cared at that point,
right?
Yeah,
I didn't. Yeah.
Right. And so then you're on into grade school, junior high school.
Well, then I started being useful. I could draw anything that anybody needed drawn. Oh, I need a dog, a puppy, you know, a cartoon. Okay, I can do that. So once you became useful to other people who had no creative drive, ability, then you become more popular because you can do what they need done.
Right.
That taught me something.
And yes?
You want to make people happy.
Yeah.
I want to improve the quality of their life. That is exactly what I'm doing now. Huh. That is my whole purpose in life.
Charles Banks Wilson was born in Springdale, Arkansas. I grew up in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, is our very famous Oklahoma painter, and painted those murals in the ceiling of the state capitol. Did you ever meet him?
Uh-huh. Long time ago, when he was painting J.M. Davis's portrait of the Davis Gun Museum in Claremore. He came to paint his portrait for the museum, I would think.
Right.
And so I was somewhere 10, 12, 14, 10, I would think, early 10, 11. I watched him for a little while, and the Mason Hotel was fantastic. It was just unbelievable. It's a shame that it's gone today.
Did he talk to you? Did you just watch him, or did
you? I just watched him.
Yeah. And his interview on Voices of Oklahoma, he was about your age when Will Rogers allowed him to draw him, when Will Rogers invited him to come up on stage and draw him as Will Rogers was performing.
Mm-hmm. I would too if they asked me.
Right. So here you're pretty young. Into high school then, you're pretty popular because you can draw and all that?
I did the inside of the high school yearbook.
And that high school was?
Claremore High School.
Right. By the way, there was the federal judge, Stephanie Seymour, graduated from that same school.
Did she really?
Right.
I didn't know that. I know Stephanie.
Yeah.
She's from Claremore?
Yes.
Lord, how did I not know that?
You need to mention that to her.
Well, I will the next time I see her.
Right. So high school was a good experience for you?
Oh, was it a good experience? I liked it just enough to get out of it.
Right. Were you a student? Would you consider yourself a really good
student? Yeah, I was smart.
Okay.
This isn't like president. It's not like our president. I have a good brain. I have a good brain and a good vocabulary. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Claremore, Oklahoma. I am a gay man in Claremore, Oklahoma, which was so rural growing up, 5,000 people. I could walk. At age four, I could walk from my parents' house to my dad's office through downtown. Nobody thought a thing about it. It was that Hooterville, Mayberry.
Right. Good times, weren't they?
You know, well, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change any of it.
Okay, you're a gay man. When did you begin to have...
Well, I didn't know that then. It took me years to figure it out because there weren't a lot of examples. I didn't quite understand what this was in my head.
How young were you when you began to question?
Well, I probably always questioned it in my life, but I didn't understand it in terms of what it applied to in my life.
Until?
30, late 20s.
Did you date? Did you have girlfriends?
Oh, yeah. I married my high school sweetheart. I dated Kath Gordon from the time I was 15, and I just celebrated my 50th Christmas present with her. I just gave her something for Christmas after 50 years later. We're still friends. We have 4 grandchildren together.
But you're divorced.
Oh, yeah, I've been divorced a long time.
Did it cause for the divorce? Was it because you were gay?
No. The cause for the divorce was I didn't have a good marriage.
Okay. So then when you married her, were you thinking...
I wasn't thinking anything about it other than this is my high school sweetheart and she's the one I should marry. And I married her.
Right.
I was young, 20.
But you had attraction for men, too.
Well, I didn't have really... I wasn't having relations at that point. I was married.
Yeah, but
it was just a confusing part of a quadrant of my brain.
Yeah, and you certainly didn't have anybody to talk to about this.
Well, there wasn't really anybody to talk to about it, so.
And when I came in here, you were talking about diabetes. How long, when did you start realizing, or when were you diagnosed as having being diabetic?
I was diagnosed with being type 1 diabetes when I was 29. I was 6'1", weighed 130 pounds, and couldn't figure out why in the world I was so thin. Well, that's why. I was kind of like a Mary Tyler Moore size, except taller. I knew something was wrong. Anyway, they diagnosed it, and I think I've managed it pretty well.
But it's a tough disease.
Well, it's a tough disease, but there are tougher.
You graduate in what year?
Yeah, I graduated in, this gets confusing. I graduated in 71 from high school. But Claire Moore had a limited education, and I was really interested in more. So I started going to college out at the junior college as a special student. Then they didn't have AP courses. I just went out and enrolled as a special student at the junior college, which at that point was Oklahoma Military Academy. Oh, mm-hmm. I started taking classes out there when I was in the 7th grade. And they had a fantastic, fantastic teacher named John. Starts with a W, I can even see it. I started out there, and this guy really... was good. He was a good teacher. And he treated me older than I was. He recognized I had ability. Again, when I picked up, learned what it, then after the pencil, the brush came, whew, this is like magic. What the hell? You know.
Did he introduce you to that?
No. I've been painting for a long time, but he did things with me artistically, educationally, that challenged the way I looked at painting. A junior college in Claremore, Oklahoma, how could I have been so lucky?
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed that so much. And my dad always said to me, you have to work, Pat. As soon as you turn 12, 13, you had to have a part-time job somewhere. In the summer in particular, baling hay was what my brothers did. No way. I wouldn't do it. He said, unless you go to school. I said, school? So I signed up out at the military academy to take painting. Well, by the time I got through high school, I had 65 college hours. I was 17 years old because I was younger than, I was the youngest in my class. Everybody was older than me. My birthday was October 24th, just under the cutoff line. I was young. I had 65 hours of credit. As the years went on, I took history, political science, English, took all my basic college courses. Because Claremore High School was not challenging me in the places I needed to be challenged. Yeah. So I started taking other courses out there. If I can take that, then I can take that. Well, by the time I graduated high school, I had 65 hours. When I went to college, they accepted 45 of them.
Wow.
So I started off college as a second semester sophomore.
At what?
At 17.
In what school?
At OU, where my high school sweetheart and I went to go to college. And then she didn't like it, and she said, I'm going to go to TU. And I said, oh, I'll follow you. And so I went to TU.
How long did you stay at OU?
1 year. That was all it took.
Put you into your junior year then?
Yeah.
So then you come to TU.
And I finished college in 2 years.
And you would have been?
20.
20 years old. Wow.
And I got married. My parents said, you can't get married until you're a senior in college or at least 20 years old. 21. I said, well, I'm a senior in college. I'm 20. And they said, okay. And it was to the same girl I'd been dating for 5 years, and it just seemed like the proper thing to do. Mm-hmm.